Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets, drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at buffaloslenderlife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You are now listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, a fun and educational radio show devoted to our active senior community. Again, I'm Linda Pellegrino, and now you can hear us on Sunday morning, a brand new show, and we're thrilled about that. And you know, folks, if you think about it, we start thinking 55 plus as being a senior, a golden ager. That means 55, 65, 75, 85, 95, and God bless even further, you're going to be a senior through most of your life. So if that is going to happen, and if we are lucky enough to have longitude, I suppose, in our life, longevity, I guess is the word, we want to feel good. We want to make sure we're taking care of our health. So this morning, we're going to help you do that by speaking with Kenneth Brown, who is an RN, a nurse manager of the Stroke and Neurosciences Program over at the Buffalo General Medical Center, Gates Vascular Institute. And what are we going to talk about? Something that affects far too many Western New Yorkers, and that is stroke. We have information that might save your life. So good morning, Kenneth, and nice that you're with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You are a nurse. You're bringing your expertise to our show. Now, we need to bring these numbers down, Ken, because we have the highest rate of strokes in this region.
Absolutely. And it's getting the word out to the community to have an understanding of why do we have the highest amount of strokes in the area? What's causing that? And some of those things that can be modified and changed to decrease that number.
Right. A lot of us don't want to make a fuss. We're not sure we're having a stroke. There's just a little droopiness over here. It's a new wrinkle. My arm is a little weak. I'm having trouble communicating. This very well could be the signs of a stroke. And if that's the case, you need to call 911.
Absolutely. That's the biggest thing that we want to get out to the community is that you call 911, because we have a collaboration with our EMS providers that when you call 911, they call ahead and let us know that you're coming.
Right.
And
right.
with that, it prepares our emergency stroke team to be prepared for you. We're waiting for you when you get there.
And that's 24/7, right, Ken?
And this is 24/7.
So if you feel this in the middle of the night, you feel this on a Sunday morning, you're going to waste time if you try to get the patient to the hospital yourself. Because once you call 911 and you say, I think we're looking at a stroke here, they are already in contact with you at gates.
Absolutely. And with that collaboration, the EMS providers can give us detailed information on what's going on, what's your signs and symptoms, and then we can be prepared. And when that happens is you go right into the emergency room, you go right to the CT suite, and we can do the imaging right away. So there's no delay.
Kenneth, who gets strokes? What are the ages? And what are some of the risk factors?
All ages can actually get stroke. And believe it or not, some of the age groups that is increasing is 25 to 44.
I've heard that. Younger people getting
younger
a stroke.
People are getting strokes because of the sedentary lifestyles, the obesity, diabetes, uncontrolled hypertension. Those are some of the major risk factors that we have. And those are some of the things that we want to watch and we want to get the word out. Get your blood pressure checked. Mm-hmm. Go to your doctor. Get routine checkups. Be checked for diabetes, because those are the things that cause people to have strokes and don't even know because they have these underlying medical conditions.
Exactly, exactly. You know, Ken, we talk about being healthy and we talk about inclusiveness for everybody, but there is no doubt we are all bigger than we've ever been before.
Absolutely.
This is something that affects our health.
Yes. Diet control, obesity are some of the big things. And unfortunately, because of our long Western New York winters, many of us are sitting there and we're stuck in the house in the wintertime. We don't do a lot of things.
That's true.
Outdoors
I'm guilty
or do activities. So it's imperative that you get exercise 3 to 4 times a week. It's recommended by the American Heart Association that we get exercise 3 to 4 times a week, 40 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. Some type of cardiovascular activity, because it helps. Mm-hmm. It lowers blood pressure. It helps with your diet. It helps with your weight. So those are the things that you want to look out for.
I know African Americans are more susceptible to high blood pressure. Does this mean that African Americans might be at higher risk for stroke?
Absolutely. African Americans, Hispanics are all susceptible to getting strokes and are at higher risk because of that. So you definitely want to see your doctor. You definitely want to exercise. You definitely want to watch your weight.
What about men versus women?
Women tend to have strokes more than men.
Oh, great.
But that's because women tend to live longer than men.
Okay.
But men will have a more of a severe stroke because they tend not to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. So because they'll have that high blood pressure and stress from work and they ignore it, because if it's not causing them pain,
right,
they're not getting it checked out. So and men, please go to the doctor.
May not be a sign of stroke. And that's why most people are hesitant to go ahead and call 911.
Right. Usually when you have the signs and symptoms of stroke, unlike a heart attack, when you have a heart attack, you have some pain immediately or some referred pain, maybe in your arm or your jaw. But when you have a stroke, there's no pain. So because there's no pain, you might have some symptoms. You might start feeling weak. Weakness is one of the key symptoms that most people have. Mm-hmm. So they start feeling weak. So what do you do when you're weak? You just go lay down.
Right. Right.
And you say, well, I'll go lay down. Maybe I'll wake up. And then when you wake up in the morning, you can't move half of your body and you fall. So then you have an accident. Then that's when you have to call 911.
And that already has wasted a large amount of time that where you could have been treated.
Yes, absolutely. That's the thing that we do here at Gates is we're a comprehensive stroke center. We can treat your stroke 24 hours out. So you can start having the symptoms now. By 24 hours tomorrow, we can still treat.
Oh,
and
wow.
As long as you have viable brain tissue, that's the biggest thing. That's why time is imperative. Get to the emergency room and get to Gates right away.
And Ken, if you are you're an RN, you worked with stroke victims. It's a debilitating the aftermath of a severe stroke.
Yes.
And the good news about this is that, like you say, the medications that they can give you, the faster you can get in there,
absolutely,
they can really try to turn this around.
Yes, we can give you anti-thrombolytic medication right away. That medication we can give you if you started having your symptoms with up until 4 hours from the time of your symptoms starting to the time to 4 hours after. We can give that medication. And then we can treat your stroke if you have a large vessel occlusion. We can treat that with thrombectomy with our endovascular and our neurosurgery team. They're right there available 24 hours a day. They take a look at your scan. And sometimes you'll get dual combination. You'll get the anti-thrombolytic therapy and you'll get a thrombectomy. They'll treat it with both.
Amazing. Amazing. I mean, there was a time they really couldn't do much.
Right.
And then the poor person would really go through so much rehabilitation afterwards. But this may also be recognized first by a family member or a spouse. So again, absolutely. If you notice this in your loved one, you call 911, and then the first thing you say is, we got to get to Gates.
Absolutely. Get to the Comprehensive Stroke Center, because we have the ability to treat your strokes in two different ways.
People might be saying, how do I know if I'm having a stroke? Think of the word FAST, F-A-S-T. Every one of those letters means something very important.
Absolutely. F is for face. If you have some drooping in your face, side of your face, may have some numbness, some tingling. A is for...
Your arms?
Arms, mm-hmm. Absolutely. A is for arms. You might have some arm weakness.
Right.
You might have some sensation, decreased sensation. Mm-hmm. S is for speech. You might have some slurred speech. Or they might be saying words that doesn't make any sense. They'll put words together like cat, hat, rat, dog. That they're trying to make a sentence, but it doesn't make any sense. Also, and then time. T for time. So
time.
You want to get to the emergency room right away. Time is imperative, and that's the biggest thing that we want.
And again, once you get in the ambulance, you tell them, take me to Gates Vascular Institute, because this is where your whole team of experts will be standing by waiting for you.
Absolutely. We are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have the team on standby. You will get treated as soon as possible.
Let's go over the risk factors. We only have about 45 seconds. I know it can be hereditary. I know high blood pressure is a huge risk factor. And
absolutely.
That's something important to remember.
Absolutely. We have high blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, high cholesterol, and atrial fibrillation. Excessive alcohol consumption, that's another one as well. Diet, physical inactivity, obesity, and cardiac disease.
Wow.
Yes.
And I said it could be hereditary.
If you
have a family member that has had a stroke, you may be
susceptible.
You may be more susceptible.
Age, gender, of course, we talked about women can have strokes more than men. Race and ethnicity as well. African Americans and Hispanics are more susceptible to strokes than Caucasians. Family history, of course. And if you had a prior TIA or if you had a heart attack in the past, you can be susceptible to stroke.
See, I didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
This, and now I bet you there are people who have had or recovered from heart attacks don't realize that.
Yes, absolutely. You can be susceptible to a stroke.
I am so hoping that people will take what we're saying very seriously this morning. Put this in the back of your head and remember, take a good look at your loved one. If you see any signs of change, this could be a stroke. And even if it's not a stroke, a TIA, you still want to get to the hospital. Still want to get that checked out.
A TIA is a medical emergency. Because if you have a TIA, you're more susceptible to have a stroke. You have a 40% chance of having a stroke sooner than someone who doesn't have those symptoms. So please get to the emergency room. Get to Gates. See your doctor. Come right in right away. Don't even call your doctor. Call 911.
Right, just call 911.
If you start having those symptoms, because we don't want to delay care.
And you notice that pain wasn't one of the symptoms. So somebody may be dragging their feet thinking, oh, I'm not having any pain. You know, I don't want all this fuss. You get them into that ambulance and you go.
Absolutely. And vision as well. You can have double vision. You can have blurry vision. You can have, you know, visual fields that are not there and you can't see out of your periphery. So that's another sign of a stroke as well. So you definitely want to make sure that you get
And that's important for migraine sufferers to know too, because a lot of times when you're getting a migraine, you get auras and all of a sudden you can't see certain things. And again, it's because there's something going on in the brain.
Right.
And this is what a stroke is. It's an impediment of getting blood and nutrients to one half of your brain. There's a clot that is broken loose. It's sitting there and it's causing a problem on one side of the body. Kenneth, you have been awesome. We want to let everybody know, Kenneth Brown is an RN. He works with stroke patients. He's the nurse manager of the Stroke and Neurosciences Program. We're talking about this incredible facility that Kaleida Health runs. We're talking about Gates Vascular Institute. Now, if you'd like to know more, feel free to call them. Main number, 859-5600. And you know what? You can also log on to KaleidaHealth.org. And if you have a loved one who is helped by these incredible doctors and this great staff over at Gates Vascular, you know what? We'd like to hear from you here on Senior Radio, SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. We have a Contact Us part of our website. We would love to hear what your experience was, because I know it's going to be positive. But please remember, everybody, those risk factors. Please remember we have the highest incidence of stroke in this region, and we need to turn that around. That's why Kenneth Brown is here today, folks. Remember the signs, and remember, above all, you call 911, and then as soon as that ambulance arrives, you let them know we got to get to Gates Vascular Institute, because that's going to be the best place to try to save your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Kenneth, you folks do an awesome job over there. We're so lucky to have you folks here in Western New York and to have this level of medical care.
Thank you for having us.
You are
so welcome.
We just
want to get the word out to let you know.
All right, everybody, stay healthy. You suspect a stroke, you call 911 and you get to Gates. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hospice Buffalo is here. No matter what your diagnosis or their prognosis, whether improving their comfort or your confidence, while providing for their medical care or your emotional health, Hospice Buffalo is here to comfort, to guide, and to support. Because we're more than end-of-life care. We're quality of life care. Call Hospice Buffalo to get the help you need. Our collaborative team of experts is here for you and your family through any long-term or life-limiting illness. Whether you're the patient concerned for those who support you or the caregiver who is always there, Hospice is here to do more, to listen more, and to be more so that you can worry less. Don't wait for answers. Call 686-8000 or visit hospicebuffalo.com. Hospice Buffalo. Care for them. Comfort for you.
How would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets, drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at BuffaloSlenderLife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you are back with us here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We hope that you're loving the show. I'm loving hosting the show. We are where you are. We are where you live, where we learn, and have a little fun along the way. Please log on for more about what we do here at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. And don't forget to sign up to our VIP tour club. Find out where we're going and jump on in, because our next trip is coming up in October, and you're going to be hearing a lot about it. We're very, very excited. I'm also super excited about today's guest, because every time I talk to this gentleman, we learn a lot that helps you out there. And I know this firsthand because he's helped my family. Dr. Salvatore Grottadoria. You know him, you love him, because we've talked a lot on TV. He's the CEO of Diversified Hearing and Balance Centers, and he has helped so many people in Western New York. I don't know how you get around to 11 locations, Doc, but I got to tell you, I've learned so much about hearing loss, and what it does to a person when they suffer from hearing loss. And a lot of times, they don't know it. It's their family that kind of brings that attention to them and starts the conversation.
Yeah, so there's an old saying that hearing loss begins in the ear of the family members rather than, you know, in the ear of the patient. So yeah, you're very right.
We talked about, too, that when someone's hearing begins to diminish, Sometimes you don't know that that's what it is, but they start to, you'll notice, they start to kind of recede from conversations because they just don't want to let you know that they can't hear you.
Right.
They're not following along. You know, you're just noticing them at the dinner table, just kind of maybe not being as active as they should.
Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest problems is socialization. You know, we see that, you know, these people with hearing problems tend to not be as social.
Yes.
I mean, think about it. You go to a wedding and you can't hear, you can't participate in conversation. It's difficult to go out to a restaurant. You have family members around. You can't hear what's going on to the table. So rather than look like they're foolish, you know, they withdraw.
Yeah, and they become more isolated, and they're not a part of the conversation. You notice that you said that they'll be asking people, what did they say, what did they say? Or at home, you might be noticing that they're turning the TV up louder and louder, and they're getting yelled at for that.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, and they'll misinterpret conversations. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they feel like they're being laughed at a lot because they just misheard what was being said.
Is there an age where we start to notice that our hearing might become more diminished?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, a lot of studies show that even after the age of 25, we can see a gradual degradation in hearing problems. But, you know, certainly in their, you know, your 50s, you know, you're going to see a lot of, you know, people who have noticeable problems.
Now, the great news about all this is, when you talk with Dr. Sal, is that there is so much great help with today's technology and how we can correct this.
Today is amazing. Now, if you think about, you know, where we, you know, came from when I first got into the business years ago, you know, hearing aids weren't computerized. The way we used to adjust the sound is by a set screw on the hearing aid, and you would turn the set screw and you would say, how does it sound now? Does that sound better to you? And if somebody's hearing would change, well, they needed a new hearing aid. You couldn't adjust that hearing aid much more than you've adjusted it already. Today's hearing aids are digital. They're computerized. They're like mini computers. So virtually, whatever your hearing test is, if we've given you the appropriate hearing aid, we can modify that hearing aid to make you feel comfortable and hear the best that you can possibly hear.
Just amazing. Using your, whether it's your cell phone or, you know, any kind of smart technology with it.
Yeah, and there's that Bluetooth type of technology that goes right into a hearing aid. So it will connect with your cell phone. In fact, your cell phone, you know, can become a remote control system for your hearing aid. So if I wanted to raise my hearing aid up, yeah, I could go to my cell phone and use my cell phone to raise, you know, and lower the hearing aid. If I go into a restaurant and I want to reduce the background noise, I could use my cell phone to reduce the background noise at a restaurant setting.
I told you you'd love Dr. Sal. Dr. Sal is with us here on Senior Radio Buffalo, where we're talking about these incredible changes and opportunities for our seniors to jump into this new technology and be the best they can be at any age. Dr. Sal is with Diversified Hearing and Balance Centers, and also he has the Greater Buffalo Centers for Dizziness and Balance, a specialist in fall prevention. We're seeing that those who have hearing loss are also maybe suffering from dizziness, and of course dizziness can sometimes lead to falling, and that's a big problem with our seniors. Mm-hmm. We don't want that.
Well, if you think about the problem of dizziness and balance, it is the number one reason why seniors go to visit their physician. So it's the number one complaint that they have. It's the number three complaint for all age groups.
Really?
Yeah, so it's so prevalent a problem. Your balance centers are located in your ears. It stands to reason that the people that are taking care of your ears would be taking care of your balance, you know, centers too. And we know that with the technology that we have today, the diagnostic technology, we're able to help so many people diagnose the problems correctly and then come up with a treatment approach, a rehabilitation treatment approach. And it doesn't necessarily involve medications. You know, that's not what we're about. We're about making the problem better through rehabilitation.
And you know, what's also just awesome is that usually when you would visit me on the show, you would let me know what the latest and greatest was, because the technology is just awesome. First of all, the hearing aids are so small, they're practically invisible, but you've brought me information. When this is just so cool. This is now, you now have the world's first hearing aid with fall detection and alerts, and it's called the Livio AI.
Yep.
This sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's the Livio AI, you know, standing for artificial intelligence.
Oh, my.
And the hearing aid is the first hearing aid that will detect a fall. And when the person does fall, it'll send out an alert up to a text message up to three different people, letting them know that the person has fallen.
It just senses the movement?
It senses the movement, yes.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you're okay, you can send them an alert back saying, that's okay.
Yes, I'm fine. Right. And if you're getting the message, you can also send an alert to the person, letting them know that, hey, help is on the way. I'm there.
But you were also telling me that with today's technology, I mean, if you have an opportunity to wear a small device in your ear, it can do a lot more.
Yeah, it really can. So it has a fitness tracker, in there, so it'll monitor the number of steps that you're taking. And
that's amazing,
especially as seniors, but all of us at all age groups have to keep fit. And so this will actually set goals for the person that they can monitor those goals. We also know that cognitive decline, is related in some way to hearing and the amount of interactions that take place.
Yes.
So it'll also monitor conversation and give you conversational goals and listening goals that you should have. And for a senior, you take a look at some of these, these things, and it gives you a concrete thing to monitor and to meet.
We're going to be more, our seniors, we're going to be more technologically adept than our grandkids.
Yeah.
I love it. They're going to say, "Grand, I got to see that. What do you got in there?
Yeah.
How come you're listening in Italian? You can actually listen to other languages?
You could actually listen to other language, many different other languages. So you go to another country, they're speaking a foreign language. You use your smartphone as the intermediary, but in your ears, you're hearing the English version. Your hearing aids are translating it. The other thing that it'll do is we know that many seniors have tended to lose their hearing aids over time, especially if they've gotten smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's a feature in there that's Find My Hearing Aids.
I love it.
So you can actually detect and find the hearing aids now.
That's the Livio AI at Diversified Hearing and Balance Centers. But go and talk to Dr. Sal if you have someone who you suspect is losing their hearing, because he can help you, okay? You're listening to SeniorRadioBuffalo.com, and you can find out about all Dr. Sal's Diversified Hearing and Balance Centers on our website.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Sunday for another episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.